From legendary artist Exene Cervenka and award-winning director Moti Frank comes a high-pitch, classic, cowpunk, gorilla, silent western guaranteed to make Sergio Leone roll over in his grave. Bad Day. It was a day like any other for the folks of the small town of Box Butte, until a ruthless desperado rode into town and changed their lives forever. Featuring an unlikely all-star cast of Hollywood luminaries, legends, and literati. Chris D., John Doe, Dave Alvin, Julie Christensen, Gigi Blair, Doug Knott, Gil T., Jenny Oust, Red Horton, Paul Greenstein, with Academy Award winner Michael Blake as the Sheriff, Peter Haskell as the notorious gunslinger Johnny R. Walker, and two-time Academy Award winner Kevin Costner in an unforgettable role like you've never seen before. With original soundtrack by Grammy Award winner Dave Alvin and DJ Bonebreak. Experience the action, the adventure, the passion, the deceit, the bravery, and the bromance. To view Bad Day in its entirety, go to www.baddaymovie.com. Bad Day. Download it today.
This is Exene Cervenka, and you're listening to Radio Like You Want.
Once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums,
it's Radio Like You Want.
With your host, Mike Routier.
And Blag the Ripper.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Mike. Blag the Ripper back again with another installment of Radio Like You Want.
That's right. We're blowing it up big. Big debut last week. The fans went wild. Blag, you don't even know what's going on out there in the streets.
Ticker tape parades. The four corners of the globe are buzzing about Radio Like You Want. I've been getting invitations to do some very naughty things, Mike, and I just might take them up on it.
Well, I'll see if you can schedule it in. But it's really happy to get all the feedback from the fans. It's been fantastic, you
they
might say.
They can see us up on Facebook, right? You threw us up on Twitter. You threw us up on the web. We're going everywhere. We're going high, live, and dirty. We're talking, of course, this week to Exene Cervenka.
That's right. Rock and roll royalty right there.
She fronted X. She fronted the Knitters. She plays her own music. She's even got a movie.
She's off the chain, yeah. Her and Kevin Costner sharing a silver screen.
You know what
Can
I'm
you
saying?
Imagine that?
It's like Waterworld all over again.
Do you think she'd upstage the Costner?
I think she could, man. If she took her top off, nobody'd pay attention to Kevin Costner anymore. And speaking of taking your top off,
who pays attention to Kevin Costner?
We got songs coming up from Turbo Negro, and I've been hearing crazy stuff.
Yeah, a lot of mix-up there. Once Hank bailed the band, the world was in turmoil.
To be in a musical, no less.
Is that what the deal is? What's going on there? What's the inside scoop, Lag? You got all this information.
I don't know any more than the average kid on the street in Norway, but I've been hearing about Scientology. I've been hearing about Nick Oliveri making an appearance.
Wow.
It's been crazy. So we're ready. We're hanging on, and we want to hear some Turbo Negro.
Yeah, Do You Dig Destruction right here on Radio
Like You Want.
Sexy body eruptions.
Globetrotter, spanning the nine continents of the globe to bring you the finest in punk rock and garbage music.
It's the United Nations of Noise, the International Brotherhood of Rock and Roll, a kumbaya of chaos and carnage.
So join us now, live from Points Unknown, as we bring you Globetrotter. All right, Black. Now, I know you've been spending a lot of time in France. What have you learned? What can you tell the people? What is new, hip, and happening in France?
They have got everything there. And they've got socialized medicine.
Wow.
They've got gorgeous women.
Mm-hmm.
And those are men, by the way. Is that right?
Wow. Hate to tell you.
Listen, nothing's perfect, but one thing is perfect, and that's Les Hate Pinks.
Oh, yeah.
This band is hilarious. Nobody can find out anything about them unless you're as lazy as we are.
On radio.
Ooh la la.
Angeles 2005, that's the all original lineup. They're still milking it. Go see them every year around Christmas. La Hate Pinks before that, that was our Globetrotter installation. Tit Malad right there, 2007. Fucked Up before that, Police from Epics and Minutes. And we started things off with Turbo Negro, Do You Dig Destruction from Retox.
You know that I do dig destruction, Mike. I do that and Long Walks on the Beat.
Is that your Match.com profile?
That's
right there?
Right. That's what it says up on my profile. Under Dirty Old Man, you will find me, Match.com. Wouldn't you feel stuck if you went there and then you got me? That would be horrible. I would feel cheated.
I'd demand my money back.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We've heard some sick music, but now we got to go into the meat and potatoes of this episode, right, Mike. We spoke to a notorious punk rock legend. She fronted the band X. She fronted the Knitters. She does her own solo stuff, and she is even working on a movie.
Exene Cervenka, a woman of many talents. That's right. She's digging out the archives there and bringing out Bad Day, a movie she made back in the 80s there.
Back in the 1980s with punk rock luminaries. John Doe is mm-hmm. in there. Yep. Chris D from the Flesh Eaters is in there.
Great band, too.
Dave Albin is in there. It's a sick movie, but the weirdest guy to show up.
I know, this
is the Rockets' Red Glare of the mid-80s. Kevin Costner.
Crazy that happened to be a hookup. I'm still having trouble figuring this out.
And I'm smelling some kind of a sick and sordid punk rock affair.
I think you're right. I think that's the trail you got to sniff out.
I know. Exene was, you guys will hear the interview and you'll see. I made every effort to get the dirt out of her. But we talked to her about Bad Day. We talked to her about her music. We had a great time. And it's all coming up. But first, you're playing some music, aren't you, Mike?
Got to get an X kind of way. Get the Exene sort of mood going on. I'm going to play one of my favorites here because I do Under the Big Black Sun from X from 1982. Back in a minute with Exene Cervenka right here on Radio
Like You Want.
Right here on Radio Like You Want. My name's Mike, co-host Blag in the studio with me, and on the phone we have a true rock legend. She's a singer-songwriter from X, The Knitters. She also has solo projects called Antichrist, Exene Cervenka and the Original Sinners. She's a writer, a poet, an artist, and now she's putting Movie Maker on her resume as well. Welcome to the show, Exene Cervenka.
Well, thank you.
That's quite a list you got there, Exene.
Yeah, I made a movie in 1986. I was the cinematographer, and my film stock of choice was Super 8, called Bad Day.
Now, how did this thing come about? Is it you guys having a couple bottles of wine one night and thought you'd maybe bust out a Western, or how'd this go down?
Well, we had a, it was a small group of people. We had this little ensemble kind of acting workshop, but we were just doing it for fun, and after a while of doing it, Modi Frank and I, who is a woman, by the way, I know that name is kind of hard to know, but she and I decided to write a Western, a silent movie Western, and cast all of our friends in it, and she directed it, we wrote it together, I shot it, we did the editing ourselves, and we decided it was time for it to come out.
Had you been trained as a cinematographer or done photography? How did you know how to do this, or did you just kind of go for it DIY?
I always do it that way. I just go for it.
She's the DIY queen, Blag. You know that.
Yep.
Well, we'd love to see it, but seeing as how we haven't seen it, can you give us a quick rundown on the action? What goes down? Is there any great sex, gore, violence? What goes on?
Sex, gore, and violence, all of that. You betcha. And you know what else? I should say right now that if anybody does want to see Bad Day, it's www.baddaymovie.com. And you can see it for a donation. You can pay $1, $2, whatever you want. And the money is being shared with a charity, which is great. You know, we're real happy about that. And it's the Committee for Plaquemines Recovery. It's the parish down in Louisiana that is mostly kind of been the focal point on the news about the oil spill, and they're the hardest hit. It's a really great organization. And yes, there's a lot of blood and gore and violence in the movie, and sex too.
Should we dedicate this film then to Tony Hayward from BP? Is he the...
There is a villain in the movie, so yeah, there is a kind of, you know, one step removed kind of situation. Actually, it's an old-fashioned silent movie with title cards and no dialogue. Dave Alvin and DJ Bonebreak did the music. Dave Alvin, of course, the Grammy-winning singer-songwriter, and DJ Bone, the great drummer of X and the Knitters. And they did the soundtrack, and it was, you know, it's kind of an old-fashioned story. It's the story of a bad day in a small town.
Are there any other kinds of days in a small town, Xene?
Hey, now this is an amazing cast that you have going. John Doe, Chris D, Dave Alvin, and of course, the DYI master himself, Mr. Kevin Costner. That's now, right.
How did you guys meet Kevin Costner? This is fascinating. I got to know.
Well, we were all really good friends with Michael Blake. And Michael Blake was living with me when he was writing Dances with Wolves. And it was about this time that he was working on it. And I met Kevin Costner through Michael Blake, and he became a good friend. And he was really great when we made the movie because it rained. We made it in 2 days, and it rained the whole time. And, you know, he had to fall down in the mud, and everybody was soaking wet. And I remember that he went out and got us all Kentucky Fried Chicken for lunch. You know, he was just kind of, you know, he's a great guy in a group like that. You know, it was a really good ensemble cast.
All these things tie together, huh? Because I guess Kevin Costner was actually very active in trying to clean up oil spills, and all through the 1990s trying to patent this technology and get this going after the Exxon Valdez. And of course everyone ignored him, saying there'll never be another oil spill.
I think what he's done in the Gulf is probably one of the only bright spots in the whole situation. It's great that he's doing what he's doing.
So did Costner start this Plaquemines Recovery? Is that, this is a charity that he set up? Or
no, it was a charity that was started after Katrina. Mm-hmm. And it has shifted its focus to helping the people that are more directly impacted now by the oil spill.
Can anything else
happen? You know, the people have lost their jobs and that kind of thing. A lot of people are affected, as you know.
All of these horrible things keep happening to New Orleans. Is Pat Robertson right? Is this all payback for a life of sin and degradation?
Pat Robertson is never right.
Xene, that is the correct answer. You just won
$5. Oh, good.
We've been such huge fans of your music all along, Xene, and, you know, we're a music show. Anything in particular you'd love to hear from your vast repertoire?
Yourself, John Doe, along with DJ Bonebreak, Dave Alvin, all in the Knitters, right?
Right, Knitters. You could play some Knitters.
How about that one off the latest Knitters? This one's called Born to be Wild, right here with Xene Cerveca on radio.
Like you want.
Well, get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes my way, I'm gonna make it happen. Get the world in love and grace. Buy all of the guns at once and shoot them off into space. Like a true nature's child, we're born to be wild. So high, never gonna die.
professional running. Head on the highway, looking for adventure, and whatever comes my way.
Right, that was the Knitters on Radio Like You Want, Born to be Wild. That's off the Modern Sounds of the Knitters. And of course, we know how modern everything sounds that you're involved with, XC, and somehow you make the old sound new, which brings us back to this movie, Bad Day. Why make a silent movie in 1986, and why a Western?
Well, you know, I live in the past. That's the way I dress. That's the way I see things. That's kind of art and music and a culture that I gravitate towards is anything from like 1800 to 1965. You know, that's what I find beautiful and interesting.
And a lot of people don't really understand that punk rock, which was supposed to be so modern, was really kind of a blast from the past. What were the records you were listening to around the time that you and John Doe started up X? We'd love to play some of the records that got you interested in rock and roll.
Patti Smith, the Ramones. And I listened to a lot of really old music, though, at that time, and a lot of country music. Buck Owens and Porter Wagoner and Loretta Lynn and that kind of stuff. You know, I wasn't really listening too much to anything new, because there wasn't anything new that I liked until the Ramones came out and then the English bands later and all that. But what really inspired me, I think, was the Los Angeles scene in general, or the San Francisco scene, being a part of those scenes with those bands is really more of a direct inspiration to me to do what I do.
Now, you and John were, you guys are really in the scene, right? And then you guys meet at some sort of poetry workshop or something down there in Venice Beach?
We met at a poetry workshop, right. Yeah, we were both, came to California. I came to California really just to get out of Florida.
Any reason to get out of Florida is a good one. But there is a decidedly poetic quality to your lyrics. It seems like you kind of, even if you were listening to a lot of old country records or new punk records, you kind of took it in a different direction. You didn't worry about, you know, rhyming everything in a conventional way or using words people were comfortable with.
I hope so. You know, I do kind of have an eye on what I do and how it impacts other people, but generally after the fact. Because I'm not focused on that when I'm creating, but I do appreciate the fact that people that have come after me have used me or cited me as an inspiration or an influence. Yeah, for sure.
You've been in so many bands that people listen to, but I think right about now we're going to play a track by you. This is one we really like, and I think we even got a live version of this, don't we? This is a track of yours called Somewhere Gone. Any good stories about this one?
Well, Somewhere Gone is about my friend Squirrel, who lives in New Orleans. And it's about her having to leave to go to Memphis during Hurricane Katrina.
Ties in with the movie and with the, well, not so much the movie, but the cause for Bad
Coincidentally,
Day.
Coincidentally.
So we're going to hear a live one here. This is Somewhere Gone. You performed this live at Amoeba.
Oh, okay, great.
Recently, so we're here with Xene Cervenka on Radio
Like You Want.
The alien lord herself, Miss Xene Cervenka.
Blackness and limelight, shadow of a shadow, swimming, swimming, swimming in the wind. She's without a country and western song, somewhere, somewhere, somewhere gone. escaping another hurricane. She's on the Memphis train.
Somewhere Gone, right here on Radio Like You Want, performed live at Amoeba. I'm here with Blag. My name's Mike. We have Xene Cervenka joining us. Xene, tell us a little bit more about your new record.
Well, the one that I just finished recording, you mean?
Somewhere Gone, right?
No, that one's from last year. This one, I just finished a new record, and it's called The Excitement of Maybe, and it's 13 love songs, and it'll be out in February. But yeah, Somewhere Gone I did in October, so...
Are you in love right now, Xene? You know, on Radio Like You Want, we like a lot of dirty stories. You got anything juicy going on at the moment?
You know, I'm as pure as the driven snow right now. I have no kind of stories like that to tell right now.
How about stories from this great movie, Bad Day? I say it's a great movie, even though I haven't seen it, but there's so many fascinating people in here. What was it like on the set? Was the sexual tension so thick you could cut it with a knife? You and Costner? Any dirty stories we can tell our people?
Oh, you know, I could lie.
As you should.
It works for us, Xene.
No, everybody, you know, it was just really fun to make that movie because everybody wanted to do it, and everybody took it very seriously, even though it was something that we didn't know if anyone would ever see. Everyone took it as seriously as they could and did their best, and, you know, their acting was really good, and the costumes were really good, and we found this little kind of ghost town to film it in, and, you know, we were very serious about what we were doing. I'm always very serious about my work.
Do you think that nowadays when you can get rich at age 19 playing punk rock, it kind of gives people a different work ethic than the one that you and your friends had?
Yeah, I think so. But, you know, 1% of people get rich at age 19 from playing punk rock, and you know, the rest of the people don't. So I don't focus on that 1% too much. You know, more power to them if they're going to, you know, who cares.
Xene, it sounds like this movie is destined to be a classic. It's come out. This is the
it
first
is
time
classic.
It's busting out of the vaults. If you're even remotely an X, if you got to like at least John Doe, Xene Cervenka. You got Chris D of the Flesh Eaters, Dave Album from the Blasters, Kevin Costner, for Christ's sakes. Listen to this movie. This is out of control. It's all about a good cause as well. Xene, remind our listeners one more time about the cause and where they can get this flick.
Okay, it's baddaymovie.com. And a portion of the proceeds that people contribute to us and in the form of a donation, whatever they want to give, they can watch the movie for $1. It's about 20 minutes long or something like that. And the money will go to this organization called the Committee for Plaquemines Recovery. And that's the parish down in Louisiana that was impacted very heavily by the oil spill.
We're going to bring back New Orleans, and we are going to bring back good music to the airwaves. We thank you, Xene. We love you.
Oh, thank you so much.
This is Radio Like You Want.
Well, I shake all over, and you know why.
Hey, I've got an idea. Let's surprise old Jed with that song we wrote about.
Here comes Lily, just a blow in her top, with a pretty black skirt and a long black socks. I'm so glad that Lily is here. Look at me, I'm grinning from ear to ear. Guys all around screaming, go, go, go. Watching little Lily as she steals the show. Hopping across the floor with the greatest of ease. Everybody knows she belongs to me. Yeah, yeah, now. Just a blow on the top. I'm so glad that Lily is here. Well, look at me, I'm grinning from ear to ear. I'm so happy for the love that I found. Pretty little girl, she never let me down. I'm so fond of the way that she looks. I love it like something from a storybook. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I swear to God, boss, I'm sorry.
You disgust me, O'Connor. You want to know why you disgust me?
No, why, boss?
We'll be right back. show it.
Right there, King Khan and the Shrine. What is sort of a new, recent one from them, 2009. Before that, went way back to the old school there, the Knight Riders. Pretty plaid skirt and long black socks. Very sexy outfit there. Start things off with X, Breathless, More Fun in the New World, 1983. That gets us up to date. My name's Mike. You're listening to Radio Like You Want. Blag, Dahlia, always in the studio with me.
You know, just to hear X bust out a Jerry Lee Lewis classic like that, It does your heart good. What can I say? You know, I kind of feel like Bob Seger screaming about that old-fashioned rock and roll.
But, yeah,
you know,
picks up your spirit a little
what
bit.
The hell?
And
you
that
know,
was craziness.
It worked for him. It worked for Tom Cruise, and it worked for the Scientologists of America.
The Scientologists of America and right. of Turbo Negro, both.
That's right. The entire gamut of Scientologists. Wow, man. I tell you what. I have heard. Oh, wait. Are you hearing that in the
again?
Background?
Again?
This okay.
Oh man.
Folks, it gets scary around here. I'll be frank with you. I'm a creepy guy. I got a Boris Karloff hairdo and it gets scary out here. And
very scary.
It's time for our weekly feature. It came from the garage. Oh!
Flag this week, we got none other than the Flaming Groovies.
The Flaming Groovies.
You know, they're fantastic locals. You know?
Fantastic.
Kicked things off back in 1965, sort of set the pace. Kind of the bridge there between the Beatlesque sort of 60s pop garage and the more heavier stuff of the Stooges. Band members Roy Loney and Cyril Jordan have reunited back in 2008. They've been playing some festival shows and doing a few dates here and there, backed up by the A-Bones and YOLO Tango.
And this is just about the best name for a song I've ever heard. Teenage Head on Radio
Like You Want.
I'm a monster. Got a ribbed up teenage head. Teenage monster. Got a woman. She's my heart.
songs I'm you.
You are me.
knocking, but you can't come in. I keep a knocking, but you can't come in. I keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Come back to my hot side again. You said you love me and you can't come in. You said you love me and you can't come in. You said you love me and you can't come in. Come back to my hot side again.
From their live EP 1982. Phil and Dave Alvin in that lineup right there. See, it all ties back into that X Scene movie, Bad Day. Fear before that. Fuck You, Let's Rodeo. Have Another Beer with Fear, 1985. The Dickies, Wagon Train, Stukas over Disneyland from 1983. And we started things off with our It Came from the Garage.
Oh!
Classic. Flamin' Groovies, Teenage Head. That gets us up to date and out of time. Blag,
oh,
it's been
man,
another
I'm
crazy
telling
show.
You what? Episode number two came off with nary a hitch, Mike. We're destroying up in here. We got interns coming in now, teenage girls from all over the world, and they do fascinating things, Mike. So Radio Like You Want is expanding. It's taken over your mind. It's taken over the airwaves. I feel good about world domination. How about you, Mike?
I'm loving it every step of the way. I want to, you know, just thank X-Scene Cervenka for coming on the show. She was such a pleasure to have on.
A rock legend, Mike.
Like none other. Highest status granted to her. Big thanks. Make sure you check out her movie, Bad Day. Give it a Google there. It's a pay what you can kind of thing, so donate a little bit of money. Check out the flick. Punk rock luminaries stacked up like cords of wood in that thing, right?
Along with Kevin Costner, you cannot go wrong. Well, it's Radio Like You Want. You can catch us on the web at radiolikeyouwant.com. We're up on Facebook. We're at Twitter. Mike had to do all that stuff. I stayed home and smoked dope. But
yeah, that's right. We got a group up there on Facebook. Check us out. Stay hip. And another classic show in the can. But we keep this thing rolling. Next week, we're coming at you both barrels blasting. Blag, this guy's going to blow your mind. No Bunny coming on
no
the show next.
No Bunny. That kind of sounds like a rabbit on dope.
Some people would say that. Others would say it sounds like the 1910 Fruit Gun Company mixed with La Hate Pigs.
La Hate Pigs. Okay. Well, I look forward to exposing the wider world to No Bunny and his antics. He's a man from Chicago. I'm proud, and I'm a little choked up just to know him.
Don't start crying on us yet, Blag.
I'll tell you what. This one goes out to Tony DeFranco and the DeFranco family. This one goes out to Mike, the Root Hog, the Rooster, the Kangaroo, Ruthier.
And, of course, Mr. Blag, the Ripper, right here on Radio
Like You Want.
The sound of a heart.
London, Paris, Rome, Munich, and all points in between.
Greedy, worldwide.